Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So tonight in our careers corner, we're going to take a look at a key theme: the biggest mistakes that employees make when asking for a salary increase. And as we know, negotiating is a skill, man. It's a give and take, and knowing when you, leave the deal on the table. And there's often these popular books and podcasts that I've also listened to about don't split the difference. Stick to your knitting, stick to your gut, and of course, be willing to walk away from deals that don't necessarily work for you. There's a dynamic and a relationship in terms of how you drive a good bargain. It doesn't have to be hard. It just needs to be good, and you need to get what you want out of it. But one person who knows more about this than I do is Ntombizone Feni, who joins us now on the show, and of course has been a significant contributor to the 21st Century Foundation, and recently appointed as CEO, if I'm not mistaken, celebrating your 10-year anniversary at the organization. And boom, Ntombizone, congratulations to you and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you so much. Absolutely excited and grateful for the opportunity. Yeah, great times ahead.
Definitely great times are ahead. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment, and especially in terms of the growth, the positioning of the business, because I can imagine there must be a few sensitivities. But if not, we're definitely getting you back after the 1st of March to tell us more.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to come back.
Definitely. But we're in for a very interesting conversation, Ntombizone. And I think it took us, you know, a moment earlier, we were talking about unemployment and how black females in South Africa are typically the face of unemployment. So you and I, really. And at the same time, though, there's also been growing opportunities for us to grow, to prosper, to excel, to be entrepreneurial and seek opportunities that we need. And I mention this because it shows how the conversation can shift depending on, I guess, which part you want to focus on. And maybe this takes us to the theme that we're going to discuss today around negotiating, because boy oh boy, I can imagine you've had to manage a number of negotiations through your journey and career. So maybe let's just start there, the art of negotiation, before we even talk about negotiating for money.
I mean, let me first say that when you negotiate, depending on which side of the table you're on, you have to understand your own perspective, what your needs are, and you have to also anticipate who you're negotiating with, what their outlook and their perspective is. So, I mean, in the context of salaries, which is a very sensitive topic, I think it's important to make it a focal point, not to be an emotional conversation or an emotional or a personal discussion. So basing the conversation on facts, which implies that an individual would have to have a strong and solid level of preparation or preparedness to have the conversation. So you need to research what your employer and the industry is saying about, you know, salaries and structuring of pay. What are the economic dynamics within the country and your sector? And also look into your own job and the value that it brings to the organization, whether you are a core business or you are working in a support function. What is the value that you bring? And it's also not about, I want to stay a little bit clear from the word negotiation, because when employees are concerned, unless you are at an executive level or unless you are in a role that is very highly sought after, negotiation is not actually a thing. But maybe a conversation about asking for an increase, that's that we can use the word asking for an increase, because that does happen. So are you able to negotiate your salary at an employee level, below executive level? Maybe not in negotiation, but an ongoing conversation that's focused on my job and my job outputs and my performance indicators that are already determined by the business linked to the strategic objectives, and my opportunities for development. So it's not a conversation based on entitlement and your personal circumstances. Yes, everyone has to survive on their salaries and to cater for their physiological needs. So for me, The preparation behind the negotiation is what has to take center stage.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned, you know, obviously it's a conversation and actually requesting to say, okay, Sister Boss, I think I've earned the merits to actually have this conversation with you. But as you mentioned, it's a conversation, not necessarily a negotiation, but all conversations need to be based on facts, on clarity, and on timing. Maybe talk us through some of these themes and how we need to consider them.
Yes, so timing is a very crucial point, because if you consider an employer's perspective, financial decisions are not made at an ad hoc basis. So there is a budgeting cycle that takes place on an annual, you know, basis, especially for mature organizations that have those structures and policies in place. So you need to be aware of when is the budgeting cycle of the organization. It's not just budgeting for salaries, it's budgeting for the entire ecosystem of the organization. So your ask should be factored in before that decision on the budget is made. But there's also the timing of increase cycles that typically would happen. You know, it's now financial year end for some organizations, so we're walking into an you know, a period where increases are going to be determined for this financial year. So be cognizant of those cycles in terms of your preparation, and also I think a lot of companies now, especially post-COVID, when they talk wellness and support to employees, they now also involve financial wellness, which is empowering employees with how to manage your own finances at a personal level, so that you don't only or always come to ask for an increase because you've just purchased a very nice car that you might not really afford. It's not just based on those personal lifestyle dynamics, but it's also based on a conversation around, like you mentioned, I've been in this job for X number of years, I've contributed X, and you've got your facts, you've got your performance scores from the previous years, you know, from your performance management, you know, conversations. You also, unfortunately, a lot of data that's available around salaries that's factual and audited is limited for an employee, because there's only few remuneration consultancies, 21st Century being one of them, where we offer that information and advice to organizations and decision makers, not employees. So scrolling down the internet and searching does not necessarily help you to determine the number that you're going to use for the ask, but at least use it, use your own context as the person and your job context. And also be aware, have some awareness around the financial health of your organization. Is the organization going through restructuring? Are they, is the organization going through a difficult financial era, which we saw, you know, for most organizations during COVID time? So that's not a, that's not the best time to ask for increases.
Yes.
So those are the, I think, nuggets that people can take into account.
I think so important that you mentioned that, you know, have a heightened level of awareness to the financial performance of the business. And that also means you must be curious, be involved, be invested in the growth and development of the business. And one of the beautiful aspects that you have in Ndombi within your role and participation at 21st Century is that as a consultancy within the remuneration space, you have a bird's eye view as to which sectors are seeing interesting shifts and dynamics when it does come to organizational development and HR. And I'm keen to understand, you know, where are we seeing some of those shifts where the conversation to talk about money is becoming easier?
Okay. I wouldn't necessarily say easier.
Okay.
But it's let's look at it globally, and then let's bring it down to regional and South Africa. So the wider context of why certain jobs are now well sought after and why certain jobs are becoming obsolete is the determinant for, you know, how much remuneration goes into those jobs. So the world is evolving. We've been talking about being in the digital AI space. So a lot of the new jobs are on coding and data analytics and AI agent operators, whatever, are the jobs that, and now maybe you would call them your scarce and critical skills to a lot of organizations that are evolving towards that AI evolution. And those typically are not, there's not many people who are skilled in those particular jobs. So people have the room to negotiate if they do have the skills, because it's something new. So in the IT space, those are the jobs that we're seeing typically. But I think also the world and the big changes, in my observation, around ESG-related business practices. So people that have an affinity or skills to do with, governance, environmental awareness, social impact, a lot of social impact jobs that would be remunerated differently. So there are differentiators that are not necessarily based on the company's decision on who do we pay the most and who do we not. It's based on what products and services do we offer, how have those products and services evolved in terms of skills demand, and then we need to attract and retain the best talent in those jobs. So there's no data available immediately that says you should pay them X amount. So you're going to be, playing a negotiation game. So those are the, different sectors in the evolution that's happening currently.
And maybe let's, talk about, as you say, it's been so interesting in terms of the talent, the approaches, understanding the various considerations that one does need to keep in mind. And I guess conversations like this either go one of two ways. Either you get the salary increase and you tap yourself on the pat yourself on the back to say, actually, I did it. I managed to state my claim and I didn't do it emotionally. And I brought about the necessary evidence. And there are moments when it doesn't go your way, specifically for employees who are having that conversation. What lessons does one then need to extrapolate from that experience? And also understanding that maybe it's a no right now, but it's a yes for the future, or you armed with a heightened level of experience now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a once-off conversation. I think for me, a career conversation, which is not just about pay, it's about development, it's about exposure, it's about your contribution, should be an ongoing conversation between you, your line manager, or whoever you're reporting into. And an ongoing conversation means at the point where you first brought in the conversation around a pay increase did not go so well, you have room within that conversation to address what is it that I need to do that's in my control as an employee to develop those skills, what programs are available and funded by the organization to help me equip and skill myself so that I become, competent at the level that you can pay that increase.
Yes.
But then there's also, you can look at it another way. If I can't increase my salary in terms of what the organization can afford because we're going through tough economic times, let me look at different ways that my disposable income could go a long way. Let's look at maybe can I have a flexible working arrangement? I know it's a very contentious topic. Mm-hmm. Hybrid model. Instead of working and driving every day, incurring petrol costs to the office, can I perform to the level of your satisfaction as my boss and then negotiate 2 days a week? You've saved money.
Mm-hmm.
And can I negotiate maybe a performance-related bonus, which is a once-off payment, whereas an increase, puts you on a higher, salary sort of package in a much longer term. So There's other ways to do it, but the point is that it's an ongoing conversation.
100%. And I think, as you say, so important that it is that ongoing conversation. Something else that also just comes to mind, and as you mentioned, it's not just about a salary increase and more money, but personal development, which, just elongates that trajectory of ongoing growth. How should one manage a conversation where perhaps the personal growth and personal development you desire is not supported by the organization? And this is, I guess, whether it's funds and payment for studies, maybe it's adequate support to give you opportunities to, increased exposure and more growth. So how do we manage that? Is it okay to just say, I'm investing in myself at my own cost, but you don't have any guarantee within the current organization you're working for as to how it will benefit you?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you get that kind of reception, that already gives you an indication of what kind of organization and leadership you're working for. So outside of being rejected, do you really want to stay there longer? But I like that you touch on self, investment, because ultimately you know not everyone is destined to work in the same organization forever. So it's worth your while to invest in yourself for yourself and your future career trajectory, despite where you go. You might even go into entrepreneurship. So there's also much more affordable options online. You know, I don't want to mention names and advertise on their behalf, but
Got you.
courses
But
that
I
you can
guess
do that are
the
affordable.
online courses, I guess. Got you. Perfect. I'll tell you what, Ntomi, there's so much more we could discuss, and this conversation could go on for hours on end, but I'm being told to wrap it up. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening. I really appreciate your time and the insight you've shared with us. A huge congratulations once again as your appointment as a CEO,
Thank you so
incoming
much.
CEO of 21st Century. And we will touch base with you. I think we'll give you 2 months to settle in, but June, you are definitely all
Thank
ours.
you so much. We'd be glad to come back.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ntombi. Take care.
Thank you.
That's Ntombizone Feni, who's the newly appointed CEO of 21st Century. If you're not familiar with the organization, they do specialize in remuneration, HR, organizational development, as well as a change consultancy. So all these transitions that you see within organizations as to how best to manage employee relations and the shifts that we see in terms of talent, technology, and many of those themes, that's essentially just a snapshot of what it is that they do. But share your thoughts with us if you happen to be someone who is in the workforce and you're trying to have those bold conversations to say, you know what, I see what you're paying me, but I believe this is the value I bring to the table. See what I did there? That's the kind of language we should be using. Not just saying, pay me more. Talk about value. What exchange are you bringing to the table? That's the one place where you can actually really try to answer the question, here's what I bring to the table, and say it with your chest.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.